let me introduce your host, the one and only Justin Kaufman.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you. How's everybody doing out there? Yeah. I cannot tell you how excited I am, you guys. Welcome to the first annual, I say annual, Goldstein said he's going to stick around for a while. So, first annual Chicago Accent Challenge! Very excited. So, if you are at all familiar on WGN Radio, we have been doing the Chicago Accent Challenge for the duration of 2018. What we've been doing is every week people call up, and between myself and Ted and others, we determine if they have the best Chicago accent, and they would then win the contest for that week, and they get a pizza. Fun, right? A lot of fun. And it went on and went on, and we said we wanted this thing to culminate in with something real, right? It just can't just be something that happens, and we're like, oh, God. Oh, it's just all that work for nothing. No, we decided that the most important thing is that we crown a winner tonight. Yeah. All hail the $333 that is in this envelope. That's radio, baby. Right? We don't mess around. We don't forget about you. This is, we give back. So I have $333 right here for us at the Chicago Accent Challenge. This is an exciting night for us, and we have eight contestants that are ready to bruise themselves through a Karate Kid-like, Bloodsport-like tournament with no kicking. No kicking. And they tonight are going to do a single elimination tournament to determine who has the best Chicago accent in Chicago. Does that sound good? Yeah. And you all are going to be the ones that pick. You guys familiar with my favorite show, Showtime at the Apollo? Real simple. Same concept, right? Same concept. All right, I want to introduce our special judges tonight because this is important. These three will be asking some of the questions, the hard questions that will suss out the accent, and also find out a little bit more about your Chicago. If that makes sense. I don't know what else to call that. But I want to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, some judges tonight in the center. My man, look at this guy, Ted McClellan. Give it up for Ted McClellan. Ted and I actually started this journey together. It was really a brainchild, a brainstorm that came out of his book, How to Speak Midwestern, which is great. You should get it. We talked about dialects and accents on the air, and we said, let's talk about the Chicago accent. Ted McClellan, ladies and gentlemen, grab that mic, Ted. I want to ask you something. So before we start, Ted, is it on? There we go. Before we start, I'd love to you explain where the Chicago accent comes from.
Well, it actually comes from, it originated in Western New York. If you go to Buffalo, nobody likes Buffalo. People in Buffalo,
nobody likes Buffalo.
Very much like people from Chicago, and it just sort of spread west along the Great Lakes. So you hear similar. It's actually a subspecies of American English called the Inland North accent.
Mm.
But Chicago has its own special brand.
All right, there we go, and we all know what that is. Da Bears, right?
That's right.
But as we know, there are several kinds of Chicago accents. There's not just the stuff that was made famous by the superfans on SNL. There are several. And tonight I'm very excited because Ted McClellan actually has pointed out that one of our other special judges has the perfect Chicago accent, if not the best Chicago accent in all of City Hall downtown. Ladies and gentlemen, 38th Ward Alderman Nick Spisato. How you doing, Nick?
Doing great. Thanks for having me here. I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Did you say the prize is $333?
No, I did not.
Or 333?
There it is.
That's my only question.
So do you know you have a Chicago accent?
I do not. This gentleman was somewhere, and a friend of mine was there, and an old-time friend of mine was there, and he showed me, and I had the video on my phone. I have to show him. But no, I do not. Everybody tells me I do, but
I certainly
don't think I do, so...
Well, unfortunately, Alderman Spisato is not playing for the 333, so you're safe. But he is an ultimate judge, and he has some very specific questions. And last but not least, Chicago Scott Goldstein.
Thank you, Justin. Justin, I just want to say happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. And to you, too, as well.
Thank you. That's why...
Terry Cohen.
That blows my joke, Ted. It's the first night of Hanukkah. I was going to wear my Sid Luckman jersey, sure. But I decided to wear the second greatest Jew in Bears history, Tariq Cohen.
Tariq. Big game today.
Things didn't work out today. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it. Luckily, I don't have a Chicago accent at all, no. But I have learned to appreciate the sound of one.
That's right.
I don't know where that accent comes from.
I love it. All right. Well, Scott Goldstein will also be answering or asking some questions tonight. So should we get this show on the road? Oh, I need you guys to do a chant for the audio. Ready? Two, accent center. One, accent leaves. Two,
accent center.
One,
accent
leaves. Two, all right, we're all warmed up. I just wanted to do that for the audio. Pete Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen! Woo! How we doing on that music? We good? All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this. Let's get our first round of eight up on the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to do first names, okay? First round, let's get him up here. Let's get Patrick to the stage. Patrick, get up here.
Hawks, socks, Bulls, say goodbye a little longer.
And there it is. He's already, looking good. Looking good. Also, I want to get Brendan up on stage. Get here.
85 Bears, sausage, bratwurst, walking like my cockers.
Brendan, yes. All right.
I love it. Because I forgot to get the minute rice.
All right, come over here. Come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Patrick, do you think you have a Chicago accent?
Not at all.
There we go, strong. Brendan, do you think you have a...
I didn't until my wife told me I did. She's from Western North Carolina.
Yeah, good to go.
Mine's better than his.
All right, starting early. The trash is starting early up here. All right, so okay, we'll get right into it. Let's just start this through. I want to start with the judges over there. Why don't we start with Alderman Spisato? Or you know what? Why don't we do Ted? Ted, you go first because you're going to give more of the.
Okay.
Here we go.
In the movie The Blues Brothers, who are Jake and Elwood on a mission from?
They're on a mission from God.
Strong, huh? All right. Do you want to ask the same question over here? We'll do this one.
All right. Same.
Yeah, same question. Who are Jake and Elwood on a mission from?
Oh, they're on a mission from God.
Yeah.
Interesting start. Alderman Spisato, why don't we go with you? Do question one there. We'll go second. Here we go.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
I have beef with extra jardiniere.
That's it. No fries, no Coke, nothing like that?
Nah, you know. Gluten-free.
All right, ask the question once again here. All right, ready?
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, can I get a chocolate shake? And I'd like a cheeseburger with everything but no onions, because I might have some time with my wife tonight. She doesn't like to taste the onions on my breath. We got three kids, and I don't want to blow this. It happens maybe once a month, tops.
Oh, strong. Yeah, you're gonna have to expand. You're going to expand, Patrick.
That was too much information.
Too much information, says the alderman. All right. Scott Goldstein's up with the last questions for this round. You ready?
Okay. Don't have a Chicago accent. Okay. Who am I asking first?
Let's go with Brendan first.
Okay, Brendan. What did the Blues Brothers hate more than anything?
What did they hate more than anything?
Yeah, what did they hate more than anything? I hate them, too.
Oh, Illinois Nazis.
Yes, that's that is correct.
Good answer. Oh, the pressure's on Patrick. All right, we got a different one for you.
I got a different question for Patrick. Patrick, can you name me three starting pitchers from the 83 White Sox? They went 99 and 63.
Wait a minute, White Sox?
Yeah, three starters.
I can't do an audible. I could say, if you don't know, you're not a White Sox guy.
Make them up.
How about an... Make them up.
If you don't know, make them up.
Okay.
I also hate the Illinois Nazis.
You're getting points on that. Fine. Right, hate Nazis. Hate Nazis.
How about this, Goldstein?
I also hate the White Sox.
Right. Oh, tough. Oh, these are the people that are voting for you, Patrick. I'm not sure.
I will offer. I mean, those five starters, and I'm a Cubs fan, but those five starters on the 83 White Sox.
Yeah, pretty good. How about an 84 Cubs?
All those starters sucked.
On the 84 Cubs, Sutcliffe was 16-1 after coming to Chicago.
For the steal. On the 83 White Sox.
Easy money.
Top guy, Lamar Hoyt.
Yes.
Britt Burns. Floyd Bannister.
Yeah.
Last guy to make an out against the Orioles, Tom Pachorik. Tripped over his own bat.
Yep. Also, I will give a bonus to Rich Dotson.
Richard Dotson was not in a 20-game winner.
I want to know if you can name one of the substances that Lamar Hoyt had a problem with.
It'd be easier to name one he didn't.
Okay, thank you. No more questions.
All right, let's go. All right. Let's go to the judges. What do you think? What do you think, Ted? What do you think of the accents up here?
Oh, I thought they were outstanding. I mean, we got two tradesmen from the 19th Ward, so heartland of the Chicago accent.
Okay. All right, Scott. What do you like?
You know, there's a strong accent and there's a mild accent here, both of which have their own authenticity. But you know. Information is key.
Yeah. Oh. Vince Passato on the end.
I always say I don't really know a Chicago accent, but one certainly was a little bit of a stronger accent than the other. So.
Oh. All right. So this is a big test for you in the audience, right? Because you have someone who is really typical of the Chicago accent. But then someone who knew four starting pitchers from the 83 Sox. So, you gotta, you know, go one way or the other. So, why don't we start it off with Brendan. What do we think of Brendan? Ooh, that's pretty good. And what do we think of Patrick? Ooh. Ooh, what do you think? That's a tie. That's a tie. Like, should I do it again? What do you think?
Divide the house.
All right. Should we do one more question? All right, I'll do one. You ready? Okay, let's think which one we got here. Okay. It just snowed in Chicago. This is overtime in the first round. I love it. Just snowed in Chicago. We all had to dig out our parking spots. What is your preferred dib?
Red dining room table, four chairs, four green plates, and a silver shiny centerpiece. That was my fucking dibs.
Oh, Patrick, what it snows, you got a dib, what do you get, what's the dibs?
I go with the classic, the plastic chair from the backyard.
That's pretty classic. All right, did that change anybody? All right, let's go with Brendan one more time. Oh, tough. And let's go with Patrick. I gotta go with Brendan. Brendan takes the lead. Patrick, you're out in the first round. I'm upset. Upset. How about that, you guys? Information is king. I don't like that at all. Everything was going right. That was my ringer. All right, you guys ready? Round two, ladies and gentlemen, let's get Maggie up on the stage. Wife made curly fries. And she's going up against Jimmy. Jimmy, get up here! Oh, look at this! Oh boy! Oh boy! Wow, this is gonna be good, you guys. Jimmy, where are you from?
Beverly and Southside.
All right. Maggie, how about you?
So I grew up at 72nd in Hermitage, but then I moved to Oaklawn.
Moved to Oaklawn, which is very Chicago. Okay, all right. And okay, so do you know you have a Chicago accent, Jimmy?
People have told me that, usually when you're out of state, but I just talk like a regular guy from my neighborhood, and that's how you talk.
How about you, Meg?
Yeah, you know, I sell mattresses for a living, and I get told all the time that you sound like you're from Chicago.
Yeah, well, good. And then you say, hell yeah, I'm from Chicago.
Hell yeah.
I have to say, I had not considered a fashion portion of this event. Well, Maggie gets bonus points already. What do you guys think? All right. Let's go over to Ted McClellan. He's going to start us off today. Ted, what do you got for a question for these guys? Grab the mic.
What was the original name of the band who became famous for such songs as Saturday in the Park and 25 to 6 to 4?
No freaking clue.
I'm not sure if it was TW4 or was that Styx, but I know that they were from Vincennes on the south side.
You both got it wrong.
Can I go for the speed?
Yeah.
The Chicago Transit Authority.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, I think what Ted wants you to say is he wants you to say the Chicago Transit Authority. So go ahead, Jim.
Chicago Transit Authority.
Okay.
Chicago Transit Authority.
Oh. That's some good stuff. Wow. Oh. All right, Alderman Spisato, you want to start us off? Same question, first round.
The question they have on my list, you want me to ask them the same question?
It's the first one, the same one, Portillo's again.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, just give me 1 minute. I got to look at the board. All right. Let me have, give me a combo with natural gravy, hot and sweet on a sandwich. I want a beef sandwich, just no gravy, plain. Two large fries, and of course, a Diet Coke.
Wow. All right. One more time, Alderman, give me that question again.
I just want to say you're one of those guys that's in line the whole time you get up to the board and you don't know what you're going to order. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Can I hold this? Yeah, I'm going to take two dogs, drag them through the garden. I'll have one of those fries. And don't cheap out on those fries. And I'll take a large Dr. Pepper. And you guys still got that chocolate cake?
We do, yeah.
Well, I'll take a big honking piece of that cake.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You don't get a Portillo's ordering without the cake, right? All right, Scott, you ready for a, here we go, Mr. Goldstein.
Okay, I'm going to free range here a bit. who's first?
Let's go with Maggie first.
Okay, I'd like you to say the name of a famous local dentist. I've got three choices for you here. Dennis Farina, Dennis Franz, or Dennis DeYoung?
Well, Dennis Farina.
Yeah.
You had no hesitation. I like
that.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. Okay. What do you got for another one, Scott? Let's do it here.
Well, how about I got a question for you. Right. Name three things that used to be at Belmont and Clark.
Wow. How about I have no idea because I'm from the South Side, but I'm sure they were nice things.
That is actually an acceptable answer.
It is an acceptable answer. Do you have any from the any?
No clue.
Nothing. You never went to the alley. You never went to Taboo. Taboo.
Yeah, Taboo.
For a special
Taboo's still
night
up, I think. You could have said that bank, and we'd be okay with it.
That place you used to buy the video games that were used, including the console. I would have
taken
that.
All right, you guys. This is a tough one as well. Man, we have chose wisely today. All right, so let's start it off. You guys ready? All right. We like Jimmy. Yeah. All right. Or do we like Maggie? Yeah. Jimmy? Yeah. Maggie? Yeah. It's got to be Jimmy. Oh, how about that?
I think it could have been Maggie if she had asked for the manager.
Wonderful. So close. I might bring you back up. Good job. Jimmy's in the second round. Two down, guys. Wow.
Justin, woo! If she had just asked for the manager at Portillo, she would have sailed right through.
Are we not having a blast, guys? Halfway through the first round. We've got Seton Hall and Georgetown are into the final four. Now, let's see. You guys ready for the next round? All right, let's go with another Maggie. Get up here, Maggie. And Glenn, yes. All right, Maggie. And Glenn. Oh, look at this. Wow. Woo. All right, Maggie, where are you from?
St. Greg's.
All right, St. Greg. First one, hey, Ted, first one on the parish, right? That's smart. Yeah, smart. All right, Glenn, where are you from?
Northside, St. Benedict's.
Okay, ooh, a Northside fight. Here we go. And do people say to you that you have a Chicago accent, Meg?
You know, I always thought because I was from the north side that I didn't have one. It's a south side.
Good thing. And how about you? Are you still?
Same here.
Yeah. All right. So you guys are, so here you saw that Patrick ran into trouble. So this is a little gotcha question. But who's the greatest baseball team in Chicago?
The Cubs.
I was quick. I love your allegiance, but there's a lot of quiet out there. How about you?
It's a both and. We're passionate fans.
Oh! Oh! Look at this! Oh! It got weird in here. All right, Ted, you want to start it off? Here goes. Ted's got a question.
I
got
to go back to my round one question.
Okay.
In the movie The Blues Brothers, who are Jake and Elwood on a mission from?
Mission from God.
Very good.
Very simple.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think?
Good question.
Definitely a mission from God.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Oh, see, that elongated A.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like stereo in here. Can you guys say it in unison? All right. All right. She got the sports back. All right, Alderman, give us the round one question.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
All right. I want a hot dog regular. He wants one, no peppers, and then a combo beef dipped, and two large fries, a chocolate cake shake, and, I guess a salad to take home. Thanks.
Hey, gotta have your greens, man. That's not a bad call. All right, Glenn, same question. Go ahead, one more time, Alderman. I just want to hear it.
Welcome to Portillo's, mate. Take your order.
All right.
Yeah, I like a beef, juicy with sweet, and chocolate shake. My wife, she don't eat meat, so give me a salad to go.
Oh, there you go. A lot of salad. That's the Barnelli side. That's a different side, right? Whatever that place is called. Nobody goes there. All right, Scott, you ready? You got something? What do you think? Oh, here we go.
I'm going to go off script a little bit again. No, I want to know this. What is your favorite corners in the city and why? What's your favorite corner in the city and why?
Wow. Probably where I grew up, around Irving and Western. They've got, you can walk there. They've got Thai restaurants. They've got St. Benedict's, the church down the way where I went to school. Walked uphill both ways. And Paul Revere Park, they got a park. We all grew up playing in the park and things. So it's just great for kids. And lived on a side street, dead end street. So it was nice. Little bit of traffic.
Okay, I like that.
Right,
the hill thing, that threw me off.
You want to do the same one for Maggie?
Yeah, let's do the same question.
All right, Maggie, ready?
Oh, man, this is tough. I guess my favorite intersection I was talking about it earlier, was Belmont and Western, because that's where my dad worked, was at Belmont and Western. After they built Belmont and Western, he used to work at Grace and Damon. That's a firehouse now. You know that, Alderman Spisato. But I used to go with my dad to pick up his paycheck, and then he'd take me over to Toys R Us, and I could get all the Barbie shoes I want. So Belmont and Western's great, great intersection.
That is the best Toys R Us, and was the only one on the north side within the city limits.
Best Toys R Us on the north side. That's right. All right.
The Riverview one stood.
All right, this might be tough, you guys. Here we go again. Round three of the first round. Do we like Glenn? Or do we like Maggie? Oh, no brainer. Maggie wins. Glenn, that was awesome, buddy. Maggie moves on. There we go. How about it? All right. Our final in the final four, and I'm excited about this. Oh, so exciting to have a song, too. I want to bring D up. D, get up here. All right. Is Joe here? Joe's here. Get up here, Joe. There we go. Gary didn't make it, so Joe is in. Way to go. Hey, I love it. Wonder Lake Joe. All right. Our final. All right, D. Good to have you. D, where are you from?
Southside.
What am I wearing a Southside?
Right now, Beverly, originally Ashburn.
Ashburn. Oh, look, it's a chapter over here. How about you, Joe?
Chicago.
River Forest.
All right, Oak Park River Forest. All right, so what made you guys call it? Why did you say, I got to call into the Chicago Accent Challenge?
I was listening to a bunch of fakers, and I'm real.
How about you, Joe?
Because you're from Wonder Lake, or you were from Wonder Lake. That's where I moved out to.
Yeah, see, the Wonder Lake connection. All right, I don't know if Wonder Lake's going to play big here, Joe, but you do what you got to do. We'll see. All right, you ready to get into this thing, Ted? What do you think? You want to start us off?
All right, I'm going to do a different question. This is a question we asked a lot on the radio. give me directions from here to your ma's house.
Well, as they stated, ma's been gone for 21 years. Aww. God rest her soul. But from Beverly, I would go north on Western to 87th, turn left, go west to Kedzie, north on Kedzie to 84th. Used to be Vans, then it became the Gaelic Fire Brigade. Now I don't know what it is. I would turn left and go to 3320, which is my password for everything, and there she is.
Yeah! All right, we'll say it. Joe, same question. How do you get over by Maz?
Okay, well, where I used to live, you take Grand Avenue, so there's three turns. First, you take Grand Avenue, make a left, hang a left, Harlem Avenue, take Harlem all the way down to Diversey. So you're over by there, Harlem and Diversey. Take another left there. Take it up to Triangle Park. And right over by there is 77th Avenue. And she's right there, right at the park.
All right, there you go. Very specific directions, guys. Very specific. Very Chicago. All right.
I just want to let Joe know that I'm from Gaylewood.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
And my daughter lives a half a block away from the Triangle Park. So.
Oh.
Okay, so he knows I'm not BS.
Right, that's the truth. It's actually Elm Grove and Diversey. So.
Yeah. No, I'll just, you know, we'll take off if you guys want to keep talking about Triangle Park. No? All right. Scott Goldstein. All right, here we go. You guys ready for this?
Okay. You're from Beverly. Can I free range here?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay.
Buddy.
Could you place your order at Rainbow Cone, please?
Well, let's see. I've grown to like the Rainbow Cone, but I'll just go with a plain chocolate mint chip in a cup because I don't like the carbs with the cone.
I'm with her. I don't like the Rainbow Cone. I prefer the mint chip.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty good. All right, you got one for Joe over here?
Sure.
You going to go Wonder Lake for him?
No? Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't even know where that is.
I don't eat Rainbow Cones either.
Okay, well, how about this? How'd the Bears do today?
They did good, but they tied. Chicago Bears, they tied when I left, and then I heard they blew it. They just blew it. They screwed up. And the Hampton and all the other ones that are
this
on
is
WGN
every call that has ever gone into Chicago sports radio after a Bears game.
Should I go on?
I'm going to ask the same question. All right, even it out.
Yeah, you ready? Want to do the same one? Yeah.
Oh, so I saw when they were tied, and then the guy got the touchdown. I couldn't tell you his name, but I did see it. And then I was really bummed when they lost because it happened so quick. They lost.
Yeah. There you go. Love it. Love it.
Very accurate.
All right, you guys, you ready? We got one more spot for the final four. Is it going to be Joe? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Or is it going to be D? D's got. Joe, thanks for playing, buddy. Thanks for coming down. D, you're going on to the final four.
You didn't ask me to order a pizza. To get a stinking bag of ice. To get a stinking
bag of rice. My wife Jules is cute. Joe wants all the questions. A good first round, huh, guys? I mean, there's some stiff competition, right? You got four coming through here. You got D. We got Jimmy. We've got Maggie. And who was our first guy? Our first guy over there. Yeah, Brendan. All right. Well, you know, we got a lot of great the special guests here, right? We've seen the special guests. I wanted to introduce, though, we do have some local celebrities in the house, and I wanted to make a big deal about that. Besides Alderman Spisato, you may be familiar with this guy because if you've been to Ed DeBevick's, maybe been anywhere near Wrigley Field, around Wrigley Field, any bar, anywhere on the north side of Chicago, you know who I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, it was hard to get this guy because he doesn't have a phone. Dumbass local celebrity, come on out! There he is. If you don't know him by his face, you definitely know him by his catchphrase.
I'll have a beer too.
And his follow-up.
I swear I'll get that money back to you.
There it is. Dumbass local celebrity, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is every local celebrity. I'll have a beer too. All right, you guys ready for the second, for the final four? Right? Motoring along. All right, you know what? I'm ready. Is Brendan here? All right, Brendan, get up here. You are going up against Jimmy. Get up here, Jimmy. This is going to get tougher. These questions are going to get tougher. All right. I'm gonna jump in on these two as well, second round ones, okay? All right, are you guys ready for this? All right, good. What do you put on a hot dog?
Everything.
Yeah. Guy, what about you? You
mustard, onion, hot pepper.
That's it. Yeah, like a routine. All right. Who's the best newscasters in town? What do you like? What do you like?
There's been none better since Floyd Caliber retired.
Floyd, how about you? What do you listen? What's a 10 o'clock newscast for you?
Well, actually, I watch WGN, so I go back to the Fahey Flynn day. So I'd have to say, how about Tommy Skilling, my favorite weatherman?
Skilling. All right, you can't go wrong with a Skilling reference. All right. All right, so I'm going to start us off because I want to do a little something different for these final two rounds, a talent portion. So if we're ready, we're going to start with Jimmy on this one, okay? Jimmy, sing us a verse from the Super Bowl Shuffle. Bonus points if it's L.A. Mike's part. Some music? Do you want to just to get a quick sense of what it was like, that song? Pete, do you have that song? All right. All right. We're so bad. All right. We're all dancing. We're playing the sax. Here comes Jimmy. Ready? All right. Ready?
L.A. Mike, I play it clean. The ladies all love me because of my, I don't know. All I know about Mike Richardson is he gave up a big play against Miami and we would have had a perfect season.
Thank you.
That was a protest song? You're like, I'm not singing L.A. Mike. He blew that 3rd and 15.
All the guys asked me about this.
Oh, that was bonus points. You could have done any of them. You can do it? Brendan says he can do it. I don't know if it's fair because he's been... What do you guys think? All right, how about this? Ready? For Brendan, I'll give you a different one. Sing us a verse from Sweet Home Chicago without using the words Sweet Home Chicago.
God, I just always turn that song off because it goes on for like 15 minutes. And now you want me to sing from it? I want to go back to the Super Bowl Shuffle. I can do Sweetness's verse. Yeah, I did the Sweetness verse. All right. Well, they call me Sweetness because I love to dance. Moving the ball is like making romance. We've had the will since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. I may have broken into Steve Fuller there. To give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. We're not doing this because... Oh, that's not right. We're not doing this because we're greedy. We're only doing this to feed the needy. We are not here to cause no trouble. We are just here to do a Super Bowl Shuffle. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's not just get too crazy.
We're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy.
All right. I don't know. I was looking for the Walter one. Everyone knows the Walter one. All right, Ted, you want to start us off? Second round, here we go.
Okay, end of the first quarter, the Bears are playing the Jags. The Bears have kicked a field goal, and the defense has shut out the opposition. What are the winning squares?
What are the winning squares?
3-0.
Yeah.
3-0. All right, good. You got it. All right, there you go. Strong. All right, how about you?
Well, he took the best answer, so... I can do the same one.
Well, it's for the phonetics.
Oh, 3-0.
There you go. I'm with you. I'm picking up what Ted's dropping down. All right. Alderman Spisato, why don't you give us a question? Round two, what do you think?
Before my question, I just want to say everybody did great in the first round, but I was a little disappointed on some of the Portillo answers. Nobody got their beef dipped. Nobody got their beef dipped, okay? But everybody got a hot dog. We'll let you off the hook. Anyways, I want to know, how do you guys get over by Maz?
How do you get over by Maz?
Well, from here, I would jump on the drive, go south, get off at 55, jump on the Ryan, get off at 87th, go all the way to Kedzie, and then I would go into St. Mary's Cemetery, plot J21, and don't walk on the grave.
Oh, Jimmy, coming to play. All right, Brendan, same question. How do you get over by Moz?
Well, I grew up at 3000 North Neva. We're at 3200 right now on Belmont. So I would get in my car, and I would drive west for about a half an hour, the whole time wishing we still had WCKG. Then, when I got to Belmont, I would turn left at the very creatively named Belmont Funeral Home onto Neva, where I grew up within a stone's throw of Harlem Avenue, which I should have probably thrown some stones at him back when Harlem was a drag strip being advertised on B96 in the 80s. And these guys with their oomsa wanted to keep me awake all summer long.
That's how you get to Moz.
All right. St. William or Lack School? St. William or Lack?
What is it?
You said he grew up at 3000 Neva.
Kindergarten at Lack, the rest of it, St. William.
2927 Newcastle for me.
I'm actually your constituent.
Oh! This has become a community meeting. How's the shovel? Did it go to your job with the snow?
I was at work. My wife took care of it.
All right. We're watching you, Spisato. We're watching you over here. All right.
I got one last one for him.
All right. Yep. Scott, what do you got, buddy?
All right. I'm going to ask you this question. You're at the Old Town Ale House located at North and Wheeland. They didn't give me anything to say that, but I think you should know about it. You're at the Old Town Ale House, and you are carrying a beer. Michael Shannon bumps into you and spills your beer. In your best Chicago accent, tell Michael Shannon off.
Listen, you big, tall motherfucker, get the fuck out of my way. I don't give a shit if you're an actor or not. You knock my beer over. You gonna buy a new one, or what, are you gonna stand here and look like a moron?
All right, how about you? Are you ready to tell Michael Shannon off?
Hey, Michael Shannon, you know, maybe you're too big of a big shot to go to the Oscars. If I got nominated, I would be there, so I think you're a piece of shit to start with. Number two, I got three brothers that are part of Local 1 Ironworkers that are at near the front door, so you just don't even touch me. I want you to shake my hand and buy me a beer, or you're going to talk to Tommy, you're going to talk to Jimmy, and you're going to talk to Michael.
I just want to follow up by saying both of you would have been murdered by Michael Shannon. I once saw him bite my friend's face outside the alehouse.
We also would have accepted you, General Zod motherfucker. So
hey,
that
hey,
was did, not, did, it didn't make it in there.
Hey,
so
you didn't tell me you're a gardener.
Oh, yeah.
You're a gardener?
Yeah, I am a gardener.
Okay.
And do you know my brother Jimmy running for alderman in the 45th?
Is he your brother or your cousin?
Did I say brother?
Yes.
I'm nervous. It's my cousin.
He's your cousin. Okay, all right. Okay.
I'm not lying. It really is.
All right. Small world.
Oh, yeah. It's a small world.
And then I would have known you went to St. William and Holy Cross, so.
This is too real.
Yes, sir.
Alderman, I'm from the 19th Ward, so this is all irrelevant to me. That's all already locked up, and you know that.
Yeah, there you go.
This is actually costing me votes, because I think the fix is in, so
we
let's
don't
just play
vote.
It square.
All right, are we ready, everybody? To a chance to go to the championship, do we like Brendan? Or do we like Jimmy? Jen and Brendan, you nice job, buddy. Thank you. Jimmy, on to the championship. Like nothing, like it's just work. Replace potato salad and grape pop. He is at work. Long before he played night. Wow, how about that, you guys? Jimmy skates through. After Jordan left. All right, Maggie D, let's get up here. Let's go. Got fired. Favorite actor, Dennehy. Favorite drink. All right. Bears. How we doing? All right. Play softball with the guys. All right, right here. Curly fries. Drink about four. Grounded out. Two pop flies. Okay, good. Down Western. Stop and get some more brats. On sale. All right. So do you guys know Super Bowl Shuffle stuff? We'll just skip that?
Yeah, we'll skip that. Okay. All right.
All right, so we should get right to it, right, guys? What do you think? Are you ready for this? Are you guys nervous?
Very nervous.
You're very nervous?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Mayor Daley is watching. One of them. Alderman Spisato, I need you to come with me everywhere I go. I like this. I like this a lot. You're absolutely right. That's right. He lost in this election, 83. There you go. And you learned something tonight. All right. Are you ready? Let's start with you, Ted. Ted, you ready for the semis here?
Yeah, I got another. What is
St. Xavier University colloquially known as?
St. Xavier University, what's it colloquially known as? Jimmy knows that one.
That seems like a Southside thing.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you know, Dee?
I went there. But it was only a college when I was there, and it was run by the Mercy Nuns, and I would just say a lot of cute nursing students went there. I don't know.
What are you looking? You're looking for the nickname for the...
Yeah, the nickname.
What's the nickname?
Oh, maybe the Cougars? I mean, that was our...
What do you call it? Like St. Xavier, but what was it called?
That it?
Called it St. Xavier?
It for short.
SXU?
Called it for short.
For sure. What do you call it for sure?
Zavs. Zavs.
Yeah, there you go.
Zavs! We got it! I've seen a lot of game shows. I don't know how many times they've gone that deep. Yeah. Huh? Nickname? Huh? It's kind of funny. All right. Alderman Sposato, you want to hit us off with the directions question?
A direction question? All right, yeah. I thought we were done with that one. So how do you get to Maz?
Oh, okay, so my mom's house from here, you'd go on the drive north all the way to the top at Hollywood, and then you're going to curve around Ridge Avenue, but you're going to go past our apartment where we live by Glenwood, but you're going to go up all the way by Sen. And then you're going to make that big left, and that's where it gets hard behind Carson's Ribs, because there's Carson's, and then there's the Heart of Chicago Motel, and Hermitage is one way off Peterson. So you got to get ready and be in the left lane, and then as soon as you curve around, you're going to make another left onto Peterson. It's going to piss everybody off, but you're going to be on Hermitage, and you're going to go down the middle of the block, 5937. That's the Spalding House.
Oh, wow. Wow, you can walk to White Castle. All right, same question over here. Dee, you ready? How you get over by Maz?
Well, I told you before. I'll tell you again. We did this one.
No, we did this one. We got to get a different one for her. Because Ted asked her in the last round. Let's go with... okay, I've got one for you. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's not us.
All right, let me do this. Here we go. All right, we're going to do a visual, okay? Name the number... on this page. Name the number, D.
Three.
Okay. All right, it's not over. What do you see in this picture?
The number three.
All right. Is that good for D? I want to thank Miles for the help on that one, for drawing the tree. Appreciate that, buddy. See, it worked. It worked. Okay. All right, Scott, you ready for the last question here?
Yeah. You go to the Blackhawks game for some reason. They're terrible right now. And someone is sitting in your seats. Using your best Chicago accent, please resolve this situation.
Hello. I think you have the wrong seat here. I'm in this 337, and it's not your seat. I mean, it's mine. I have the ticket to prove it.
Ouch. All right, I'm sorry. Get up. I'll get all my stuff. All right, Maggie.
Same question.
Excuse me. I know that it's confusing because it's 111 on this side and 112 on this side, but you are in our seats, and I've got my ticket here if you need to see it, but I really think you should probably just look at your own and find your way there, okay? Thanks.
Justin,
yeah.
I have to point out one thing. I got seats in 112, so and idiots come walking in the other side all the time, and that's 111 over there, so please.
So I want to ask Scott this question then. If you're in 112, how do you resolve that situation?
My family's had these seats since 55. Get out of them.
There it is.
Don't make me call Rocky.
We would have accepted that too. All right, you guys.
That stadium was built in 1994, the exact same location in the stadium from that, you know, so we...
Oh, interesting.
You will get out of these seats.
The legacy, there we go. All right, you guys, you ready? Do we like Dee? Yeah! Do we like Maggie? Yeah, Maggie's moving on to the championship. Dee, great job, great work. How about it, everybody? We've got a championship set up. Wow, you guys, and a perfect timing, too.
Back in the damn Buick. I saw
It's getting hot in here, isn't it? There's a lot of money on the line, guys. Before we do that, I will say this. I want to do something real quick, you know, because after the next round, Maggie and Jimmy are going to be champions. And I don't know if they know what it feels like to be a champion, but I do know somebody who does. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2018 Media League softball team that just won the championship, Chicago Now. Come on up. Classic. Give it up for them. Give it up. Give it up. Yeah. There we go. Get all. Look, the cup. The cup. Take a picture of that. Yeah. There he is. There he is. Oh, look at this crew up here. Yeah. I'm not just an announcer, you guys. I might be a team member. Weatherman, Skilling, music, the blues. Favorite actor, Denny. Favorite drink, Old Dolls. An amazing, amazing accomplishment. Champions, take your pictures, everybody. What does it mean to be a champion?
This is our second championship. The best part of it, Justin, was beating the Reader in the semifinals. Don't read that rant.
Fuck the Reader. All right. What do you think? I mean, the whole thing, the whole championship, the cup. Where's the cup been, Andy?
I took it to Wrigley Field for the playoff game that the Cubs didn't win against the Rockies. And I also got it in the latest Ariana Grande video, but that scene was too racy, so they cut it. But it was in there. It was in there.
Okay. And Nicole, how did it feel to be on the field when the championship unfolded?
Oh, I mean, it was great. It went a lot better than last year's championship game where I fell between first and second, so I stayed on my feet.
There you go. And young man, what's your role on the team?
Well, as you can see by my shirt, I'm the hype boy, which means that I give high fives to everybody after the inning, or after every half inning. So that means my hand is really sore by the end of the game.
Can we get one pitcher, Jerry? Can we get a pitcher? The 2018 Chicago Now Media Softball Team. All right, all right.
I'll have a beer, too. Huh?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the team.
Play a little poker, spend time with the wife, take her out to Bennigan's, see if they cook chops right, go and get a laser disc, projection screen TV, Portillo's Italian beef, and a movie star Tommy B, back in the damn Buick, cut on WCKG, caught a song by Glenn Fry, and an interview with Dennehy, so I'm driving down Western Ave, think I'm gonna...
Alright guys.
Got a splitting freaking headache, so I popped a couple bears, so I'm back in the damn
That's
Buick.
Where we got our 333. The baddest of George Thurl. I'm gonna open this, okay, and I wanna count it. Read the sports section, bears and their own... $333 is going to one of our two winners here. 150, 70, 90, 210, 230, 250, 70, 310, 330, 1, 2, and then the four quarters makes 333. A perfect amount of money for a Chicago accent challenge. Hey, coming up next, I'm excited. There's another podcast that's coming up tonight. What's the name of the podcast that's coming up? What is it?
So after at 7:30 tonight, we have two other podcasts happening. Southside Heat with Anton Walker. He's here. And we have Alternative Fact Chicago. If you guys would like to stay for that, please do. Tickets are only $5. So please stay. Listen all about Chicago.
Did you say Antoine Walker? The Antoine Walker's in the house? Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. Give it up for Antoine Walker! Right? Chicago! Chicago forever! Love that guy. Love that, you guys. All right, are we ready for the championship? And no pressure, Antoine Walker's in the house. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get Maggie up here. Let's get Jimmy up here. Let's finish this thing. All right, guys. Breathe. Okay.
Yeah. Antoine, 6410 South Dante Avenue. I'm a fellow Carmel man like yourself.
There it is. Oh, playing to the room. Well, I'm very excited. You see yourself as a Jake or Elwood kind of guy?
More of a Jake kind of guy, although Elwood is funnier now.
Okay. All right, strong. And how about you? You Jake Elwood?
Carrie Fisher.
There it is.
All right, good answer, good answer. Let me ask another question for you. Name the last name of this Chicago royal family. So name the last name. Bill, John,
Daly,
Tom, Brian Doyle.
Murray.
Gotcha. That was a hook for the Southsider. I got you. I was playing you.
Like we'll met anyway.
Yeah, well, still royal family, right? All right, are we ready, guys? Are you ready for this, the finals? All right, Alderman Spisato, why don't you start us off with the third question here.
All right, we're going to order some pizza now. So order a pizza from a menu.
There's the menu.
List the ingredients and make sure it's enough.
Hold on, let's get that menu. Can you grab me that menu? There's a little prop here.
Oh, there. That's what that was.
There we go.
For.
Look at that. Okay, so order pizza, ingredients bonus. Make sure there's enough.
All right. So, first of all, this is Giordano's. But normally, I'd be ordering a party pizza, probably football stadium size. And the party pizza is going to have sausage, black olives, green peppers, and onions. But since we're at Giordano's, I guess that is... Oh, the Chicago Classic has mushrooms on it? All right, I guess. Fine. We're going to get... The large is only 16-inch, so we're going to have two. And then we're going to need a side of fried mushrooms and then the fried vegetables and I guess a salad. Yeah. All right.
Ah, call back. I love it. All right, Jimmy, top that for... Okay, so Maggie did a great job there, and she nailed it. It should be for, what do you want to say, a family of five, so it's not for the... She nailed it.
We could just let them pretend it's Vito and Nick's, probably, right?
Right, there you go.
They're in high school.
Okay. I know you feel more comfortable ordering from Vito and Nick's.
The fix is in.
Okay, if I want the Vito and
all right, so order a pizza. You, whatever menu you want to choose, you can do it. I would rather you do it off of here, but make sure there's enough. That's the key.
Hey, but My only problem with your request is that would I be insulting the alderman if I didn't follow us? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of put me in a spot here.
Just, all right, you can do whatever you want.
Not for nothing. All right, I'd like to say I'm a Vito Nix, because quite frankly, that's actually a pizza I'd pay for. I'm a cheap Irishman. How about this? I got five daughters, so we'd go into Vito Nix, and I'd say, let me have a large, and I'd look at them all, and I'd say, sausage, green pepper, onion, and then they'd be protesting. I'd say, all right, after everything's said and done, I'm going to get sausage on half, cheese on half, but one of those is not enough because they're so thin, so we get two of them. Order cheese sticks, pitcher of Coke, not the cups because I rip you off on the Cokes, and the, you know, you learn these things as a parent. Come on. Then I'd say, make sure you bring the peppers and the cheese, and that'll be it.
All right, there you go. The pizza has been ordered, Ted. Ooh. Was it enough, though? That will always be the question. Is it enough? These guys say no, not enough. Not enough. All right, Ted, what do you got in the middle here? Here we go. Ted McClellan.
I got to get you to pronounce the name of the street that Justin lives on.
Ooh.
It's spelled Throop.
Ooh. Throop.
That's right.
Yeah, Throop.
Oh.
Mm. I say Throop.
I got another one. The name like of the Scouts. Neighborhood on the far southeast side of Chicago. And I'll give you a hint. It starts with an H and ends in an ish.
Hagwish.
Hagwish for sure.
That's right.
Oh, look at this. All right. All right. Yeah. Okay, you got him.
Say Hagawish.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Scott Goldson.
Yeah.
All right, Scott.
Should I give them both the same or different ones? Should I just let it flow?
Let it flow. Okay. We want Scott to flow, right?
All right. Okay, can you tell me the plot to the 1986 film Running Scared? starring Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal.
The one and only Gregory Hines, God rest his soul, yes. The plot to this, you know, star-studded Chicago film movie would be these two idiots are detectives, and they're constantly on a shit list, so they get put on bad detail. And basically, they're just wacky hijinks ensue. They're after a dope dealer, a killer, the whole nine yards.
Can you get, for 20 extra points, yeah. Who's the dope dealer?
Oh, God, I think it was a Mexican guy. Wow, you know what? I don't know, because I don't really want to know any dope dealer, so...
we'll hold off on finding out who that dope dealer was, but there's more to the plot.
Yeah.
I need the second and third act.
Yeah, what happens at the end of that film? What building do they shoot up at the end of that film? With Uzis, by the way, my right. favorite touch.
Not the harbor one. That was
nope.
With come on.
We could save it for the next part because you can have a chance at this too.
Oh yeah.
Can I buy a vault?
I'll give a hint. This building could be doomed.
Yeah, it could be sold.
Would it be sold for a first time or again?
No, there's a big deferred maintenance bill of about $400 million on it, though.
There's a great Arby's in the food court.
The atrium?
It basically is a food court.
Atrium? State of Illinois building?
Yes, he got it.
The James Thompson Center.
Atrium. That's very Chicago, the atrium.
Ooh.
A lot of atriums in the city, but that, yeah.
I got to go both sides on this question because I'm still not satisfied plot-wise.
Oh, yeah. Maggie, what can you add? Points to where they went on vacation
yeah,
when
I
they were on suspension.
Points. You can pick up all the steals if you want here, and I'll give you a different question.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I haven't seen that movie since I rented it at like Mr. Video. I mean, it's been VHS.
I haven't seen it since then either, but so, you know, certain things sear into your memory, like what? Jimmy Smits playing a drug dealer on the streets of Chicago. Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal in like short shorts and tanks down in Key West. But they gotta come back because Billy Crystal has been trying so desperately to get back together with his wife, played by Darlene Flugel. And in order to get it, but then the drug dealers exploit this connection, and then we end up at the shootout in the James Thompson Center, which was at a time brand spanking new. Save the Thompson Center, save our legacy, save the legacy of Running Scared. Two thumbs up.
All right. You got another question for Maggie?
Sure. How about I got one for you here? Give us a home run call using your all-time favorite player from either the Cubs or the Sox. I will also accept Kane County Cougars.
All right. So a home run call, a play-by-play, and not like the Harry Carey call. Your favorite Chicago player hitting a home run.
All right. Sutcliffe's at the bat. Two balls, two strikes, one out. He swings. Yes. It's going. There it goes. It's a home run for Rick Sutcliffe. Yeah.
Can I say, game one, 1984 yeah. NLCS. Yeah. The Cubs Big. Win the game 13-0, and Rick Sutcliffe does indeed hit what was probably the most exciting home run of my life at that moment. So that's a
wow.
good call.
Playing to the judge. What about you? Can you do a home run call, your favorite player?
I like the guy that announces games on the radio with the Cubs. The guy who says, back to you, Ronnie. He sounds really
Pat
serious.
Hughes.
Pat Hughes. He goes, the stretch on the pitch. Hold on. No, let me start over. Sorry. We'll say that Javi Baez is at the plate. Javi is 2-for-3 this evening. Looking outstanding, the Cubs wearing their road uniforms. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. Oh, it is connected. Back, back, back it goes. It is a home run. Cubs are on the board, everybody.
Yeah, how about that? Hard to beat. All right, you guys. I have to say, this has been an unbelievable Chicago Accent Challenge, our annual. And thank you all for coming out. We're ready to end this thing. Let's start with Maggie. Maggie! Give it up. All right. And let's go with Southside Jimmy. Oh, Southside Jimmy is our champion. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Southside Jimmy with the victory. Give it up for all of our contestants tonight. Maggie, Brendan, Dee, Glenn, Joe, thank you so much. And to our judges, Alderman Nick Spisato from the 38th Ward, Ted McClellan from How to Speak Midwestern, and Scott Goldstein. Also, the Chicago Now team, there it is. Champions! Jimmy, you ready for some money?
Play softball with the guys. Wife made curly fries. Drink about 4 doles. Grounded out 2-pop flies. In the Buick, down Western. Stop and get some more brats. On sale chicken. And
take a picture. Yeah.
Pop. This week, fishing trip. Gotta get some new flies. Wife packed turkey subs, Jay's chips, and peach pies.
Hey, great. Thanks for coming out, everybody. We appreciate it. The Chicago Accent Challenge. Next year, we'll do it again. Woo!
Orange pops in the trunk of the Skylark. Sneak a couple old doles. Shit, there's my damn wife.